This is Tom Urbaniak of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Welcome to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast. Did you know that Nova Scotia actually has a law that is written in Polish? Bernie Larusik joins me to say more. Bernie is the hall manager of the Polish Village Hall. Dzień dobry, Bernie.
Dzień dobry, Tom. The special law is called the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society Amendment Act. It was passed in 2011 at the request of the society. It came into force on May 3rd, 2012, 10 years ago. This act of the legislature modernized a very old law dating back more than 100 years. Basically, the new law recognizes a society as the official Polish cultural organization for Cape Breton and makes it open to anyone interested in Polish culture. In working with the legislation to draft the act, we had to consult experts to make sure the Polish legal wording was just right. When the law received royal assent, we had a big celebration at the Polish Village Hall. It was something special to actually have a Nova Scotia law written in Polish.
Dziękuję, Bernie. And this law was supported by all parties, and I remember the day you and I were in the legislature to see it pass. Many thanks to Wanda Peranowski in memory of her aunt, Agnes Wróblewski-Stevenson, this week's sponsor of the St. Michael's Polish Benefit Society. Listen to the Coast 1 Minute Polish Podcast weekdays at 3:50 or 7:50 p.m. or anytime at coastalradio.ca.